This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show where we have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, and techniques that will help you skyrocket you to your real estate investing goals. Today's topic is how to find great deals. Now, finding the real good deals is an important process, but it can only happen after you've carefully defined your goals first, okay? How and where you look for deals must directly support your primary goals. Ideally, finding great deals is a process whereby you set up mechanisms to help you create a steady stream of property leads that will eventually help you to find that diamond in the rough, that great property that has all the right stuff to help you get that much closer to achieving your end goal. I like to call it prospecting because that's really what it is. It's just like the old miners in California in the 1860s. They'd collect all the information and data they could, some of it just gossip and word of mouth, but they'd find the best place before they actually stuck a shovel in the ground or started to dig or pan for gold. Well, it's the same idea with prospecting for good real estate. Is locating that right property is means by which you need to do your research, do your data, and then start prospecting, start making those contacts and finding those great properties. They see a good real estate investor is one who makes his profit when he buys the property, not when he sells. Your goal should be to lock in your profits from the very beginning. It's important that you direct your efforts toward finding those right properties. But first, before you begin prospecting, make sure you know your criteria, okay? The town or towns that you're looking at, the neighborhoods, the property sizes, the lot size, property conditions, number of units, cap rate, cash flow, appreciation potential. These things you have to know right up front because otherwise you don't know what you're looking for or where to look for it. Your objectives also have to be clearly defined too. That, for example, I want to find a motivated seller in an area where the economy is about to rebound, but most people don't know about it yet, and where the sellers in that area are anxious to get rid of their properties. And in this area, you would expect after maybe 1 to 3 years that the properties will start to appreciate at a pretty significant rate. So some of the methods to finding deals, these are, again, I'm not all-inclusive, but these are some of the things that I personally work with. The idea is to set up a number of different methodologies that lead everything into sort of a funnel of good leads that you can contact and start to analyze and narrow down to those properties that you really think you'd be interested in. First, you might want to consider creating your own website. This is really, I know it sounds like a big endeavor, but actually it's a lot easier than you think. There are like do-it-yourself sites like Wix and Weebly. There's even people online at like Fiverr and places like that that can set up a simple website for you for a small, small amount. And the idea is that this is a place where you can direct people in your marketing efforts that can go there to find out what it is you do, what kind of properties you're looking for, and give them a way to contact you. You also might want to develop some business cards. Some people are real direct with their business cards, and they'll put in information in there, for example, you know, that you'll give a $500 lead for any property that you buy or something like this. But again, your business cards are real specific as to what you're looking for. The internet is just a great resource where you can find a lot of these things that that you might be looking for. One of the ways we use the internet is to access the MLS. The MLS is the multiple listing service, and the idea of getting into those. Now, some people, you may be a real estate agent, and if you have your license, you can access the MLS, at least for the state that you're in. But if you're looking in other states, you need to get a contact there, or you can do some of the things like going through these internet sites, Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Redfin, and you set up filters, and you start defining exactly what it is you're looking for, the specifics of that property, and they'll start sending you emails on a regular basis of those properties that you're interested in. You might want to also look at properties. You can put in code words like REOs or short sales or specifics like that. If you only want multifamily, you can still look for multifamily through those websites that I just mentioned, which are primarily geared towards residential. But you can find some gems in there. For example, somebody may have a property they want to sell, and it's a multifamily, but they have a Uncle Joe who's only sells single family homes, and Uncle Joe wants to take on that project, and he doesn't know about LoopNet and some of the other websites. So he'll list on Realtor.com, and you can find some real gems sometimes in these places. Newspapers are a good place to find things. Online classified sites like Craigslist.com. Word of mouth is excellent. I mean, get in the habit, if you're going to be serious about this, telling everyone you know what it is you do, what you're looking for, and the types of properties you're looking to buy. You know, they may have an aunt or an uncle or a cousin or someone that may be looking for something or may have something they've been trying to sell and they're not having luck selling it. Also, develop an elevator pitch in there, what we call an elevator pitch, which is a short 3-5 minute explanation of what it is you do and what you're looking for. So as you meet people and you talk to friends, you can tell them exactly what it is you're looking for. Other sources include realtors, especially, let's say, new realtors that are hungry and they're just starting out. You can tell them specifically what it is you're looking for. And if they can even just send you a lead, you can reward them with some sort of a bonus. If they sell the property to you, then of course they get the full commission. Other people that you wouldn't think of are mail carriers or newspaper delivery people. Why would these people be of interest? Well, they see houses all the time, and as they're walking and doing their routes and so forth, it could be a gas company person too, they see properties that look abandoned or in need of help or look like it might be something that maybe isn't listed officially for sale, but somebody wants to get rid of it. They sometimes call these people bird doggers too, because they you'll pay a finder's fee to people that you might send out to neighborhoods just to walk the neighborhoods and to look for properties that might potentially be good prospects for you. Networking, always really important. Websites, online websites like BiggerPockets.com. A lot of real estate people there, buyers, sellers, lenders, all types. They will know properties for sale. Bankers, a great resource. You know, they may have properties that they can't unload, that they've had to repossess because you know, people have foreclosed and so forth. Local real estate clubs like RIA and meetup groups, service clubs like Kiwanis and Rotary and things like that, where you can network with other people and spread the word. And these people will start to bring you good leads. A direct mail is a real popular one, and you might want to look at this in more depth, because you can set this up where it's going out almost on an automatic basis. And you contact list brokers, you tell them exactly what you want. I mean, you could say, I want out-of-state owners that have owned a property for 10 years. I'm looking for duplexes to through 30 units in size. I want this town, this zip code. I mean, you get real specific, and they will give you lists of these areas and with the specific criteria you've defined. Companies like ListSource.com and MelissaData.com and ClickToMail.com. You can send all types of direct mail, postcards, what they call yellow letters. Looks like you hand wrote a letter to this person. I saw your property. I want to see if you want to sell. Type letters. So these are great ways for you to be able to reach reach people online. Online advertising is also effective. Facebook, Google, Twitter ads. You can boost on Facebook or Twitter to get the word out what you're looking for. You can also do a pay-per-click type ad. Google is well known for that too, where again, you only will respond to or pay for leads that come from the exact audience that you define. Some people use signs. They're called bandit signs that they post around the neighborhood saying, you know, I buy ugly houses or I buy ugly apartments, and with a toll-free number that would lead them directly to you. Some people will buy a little phone that they keep, an extra phone they keep on themselves, and it's only for those calls that come in so that they can make sure that they're the one that answers and was able to respond. Also, there's great scripts out there that people can use when responding to people that call in. One of the best ways, and some people say the best way, is through brokers, especially commercial real estate brokers if you're looking at multifamily. You can find brokers. Let's say you're interested in Nashville, you can go to loopnet.com, which is the big listing service for apartments, and you can look in there for brokers that sell the properties that you're interested in. Now, most of the properties listed on LoopNet aren't going to be properties you might want to buy, because they're usually last resort type properties that aren't selling for some reason. But you can make contact with the brokers that are selling in your area, develop those relationships, get to know them, call them in on a regular basis. Eventually, they're going to give you what we call pocket listings, which are not properties that are not listed on any of the listing services, and you'll get a first crack at those. There's also people that are wholesalers that are great contacts for you to get a hold of. And wholesalers are people that pick up a property real cheap. They don't do anything to it. They immediately offload it to investors like us, and they'll add on their little profit. But generally, you can get those under market, and those are great resources. There's a lot of sites on the internet that you can get to, social media. You can look at blogs. Do searches, Google searches, typing in the specs on your property that you want. You can go to what are called for sale by owner sites and get information as well. City records are an excellent place. You can go to and look up, let's say, evictions for a certain city and find apartments that seem to have a lot of evictions or Board of Health violations, and you start writing these properties down. You contact the owners. A lot of times these guys are so sick of you know, doing what they're doing because they've been managing it themselves as opposed to working with the property manager, that they're ready to unload these properties. Tax records, you can find a lot there, and you can also see people that are delinquent on their taxes. So a few others, driving for dollars. If you're near your area that you want to invest in, then you just drive up and down the streets, find an area that you really like that you would like to buy from, and zero in on that area and start writing down addresses. Go back to those city records, the tax records, and you'll start to find out who owns those properties, and you can start to contact them. Now, this may seem like a lot, but you can also hire virtual assistants. And virtual assistants are people that work out of their home. Sometimes, and more often than not, in other countries. Philippines is huge for virtual assistants. And there are online services like Fiverr.com, which we've mentioned before, and Freelance.com and others. You can even do a Google search on virtual assistants, and they'll put you in contact with some of the many resources out there to reach these people. And they can do a lot of these. They can do the research. They can dig through the city records. They can do all this stuff online for you. And it's very, very inexpensive. So that's another way you can delegate it out, and they'll be part of your team that brings these regular leads into you. And sometimes you can set it up on a basis where they're only paid if it's a property that you pursue or you purchase, or however you might want to work that. You can work out a lot of different deals there. That's it for now. I went a little bit longer than I usually do, but this is a lot of information, and it's a quick overview nonetheless. I think there's a lot more things that you can do, but these are some of the biggest, most popular. I do reference other podcasts in this one that we've done, like Getting Started in Real Estate, the top real estate markets and setting goals and so forth. These will help you better understand coming into this one in terms of actually now looking for the specific properties you're interested in. Also, please note, I have a website that has a contact area where you can send questions And I also have an email, bill@olddogsreinetwork.com. The Old Dogs REI Network is spelled old, and then dog is D-W-G-S, dogsreinetwork.com. Go there, send me the questions. I always respond to any questions I receive, and I'd be happy to answer questions. Don't ever think there's such thing as a dumb question, because I ask those all day long. That's what I do. Anyway, don't hesitate to ask me questions. That's the whole idea of the network in Old Dogs REI Network. We're networking together. We're working together to try to help everybody to succeed here. Well, that's it for today. I hope you're getting motivated to move forward on your real estate plans. Keep charging forward, and you know you're not alone. We're working on this together. So thanks for everything, and God bless.